Hello, everyone, and welcome to SearchOracle.com. This is SearchOracle.com news editor Mark Brunelli, and joining me today is Jim Murphy. Jim is research director with Boston, Mass-based AMR Research, and today we're going to talk about Oracle and Web 2.0. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, the phrase Web 2.0 has been bandied about quite a bit lately, and I think that there's some confusion about the meaning. So why don't we start off with a basic definition? How would you define Web 2.0?
Well, I wouldn't want to confuse the topic anymore. I think it has been sort of, you know, extended, and you know, I tend to hear it from vendors a lot, and they have their own version of what it means. And it was a term that was invented by Tim O'Reilly, essentially. And I wouldn't want to sort of step on his toes. But I think more broadly about any kind of 2.0 phase in the adoption of a technology or a mechanism like the web. Web 1.0 might very well have been defined as the replacement type of technology for traditional kinds of processes. And not necessarily, I want to say that it was used to emulate existing processes or capabilities initially, like publishing capabilities. Like if you looked at the extended web, it replaced snail mail and things like that. So rather than a replacement for existing processes, it ends up being a maturity of understanding of what this thing can do, and that it's actually capable of replacing, not just emulating and speeding up existing processes, but supporting entirely new processes altogether. And I think that there are characteristics of Web 2.0 that you look at in terms of more of a community-based technology, where it encourages participation on the part of end users. It's more accessible to end users. It leverages the activity and the volume of content that exists on the web once people start to participate more actively. So those are more, to me, the points of what Web 2.0 than any kind of strict technology definition. There's certainly a lot that's thrown into that bucket in terms of, well, enhanced sort of interface capabilities, enhanced types of tools like wikis and blogs, social networking, a lot of public examples or consumer-facing examples of technologies that are out there, like Delicious and Amazon.com and Google being sort of leaders in the quote-unquote Web 2.0 space. There's a lot of characteristics that are kind of speaking to the needs. Within the enterprise, we've also seen a need for companies to kind of leverage this appeal and these capabilities to generate and more activity, to be able to better read demand on the part of their customers, to better reach their constituents, and to extend many of their processes, like customer service is a good example, and to improve adoption of existing systems that weren't successful because of the failure of adoption on behalf of end users.
So companies are actually using things like blogs and wikis to better serve their customers?
They're starting to, yes. You're seeing examples of it initially already about, and now it could be customers initially, or it could be internal facing deployments initially, where companies do internal executive blogs, for instance, where employees can give feedback about the company directions and things like that. And usually that's safer territory. Blogs and feedback tend to have a sort of one-to-many type of appeal, where it's an executive maybe speaking to the rest of the company, trying to gather some feedback, and trying to also just improve the sense of community around what they're doing, and that, you know, to aid in change management and things like that. There are also, internally, a lot of companies are starting to use wikis, which is more of a peer-to-peer type of communication mechanism, where everybody is able to contribute to a knowledge base, and they're starting to use those to maintain things like, it could be an IT development process where they're doing, they're undertaking a lot of change in systems and things like that, and they want to document the changes. Very frequently, it's also a corporate communications mechanism. They start to use wikis to relay policy changes and to adapt those and things like that. But getting out to customers is one of the more interesting and useful spaces here. When I said extending customer service, a lot of companies, and I think of, you know, some of the software companies that have done this already pretty effectively, like SAP has a a software developers network, SDN, and they publish executive blogs. They also have employed wikis in order to generate communities around their systems, and it actually does help support their customers through peer-to-peer interaction, not just SAP educating its customers, but its customers educating each other.
Does Oracle have anything comparable to that?
I think that they have. I'm not as aware. I just want to say I'm not as aware of anything that Oracle has underway in that area right now. They do have communities. I'm not sure to what extent they've employed these capabilities around blogs or wikis.
Okay. So let's actually talk a little bit about Oracle then. How does Oracle fit in, or how does Oracle want to fit into this world of Web 2.0? What are they doing?
Well, it is kind of interesting that, I talked about SAP. SAP has a good example of wiki and blog use, but they don't actually offer the software in themselves.
Right.
So, and it's likely that they will sometime in the future sort of package up the experience and use it elsewhere. Well, Oracle has sort of taken the opposite approach, and they actually have started to offer these capabilities on a platform. You know, I want to say it's kind of a Swiss Army knife of Web 2.0 when they talk about what Web Center is. And Web Center is a whole lot of things. It sort of encapsulates the interface elements of Web 2.0, the wiki and blog types of social networking capabilities, as well as sort of acting as a platform where companies can access Oracle's new mechanisms, content management, its search mechanism, its records management capabilities, as well as, I should mention too, that it's going to occupy the layer of user interface or user interaction capability for all of its business applications in the future. So it'll serve as the main interface for the Oracle business applications, the PeopleSoft and J.D. Edwards, et cetera, derivatives.
We're talking about Oracle's new Web Center suite, which was just recently released, correct?
Right.
And it's going to be the actual interface for Fusion applications, is it?
Ultimately, yes. Ultimately, yes. I think that it's a transitional process. And Oracle, to me, has put a lot into, kind of thrown a lot, that's why I call it kind of a Swiss Army knife. They kind of threw a lot onto this bucket. They said that, well, it's going to be a collaboration platform, it's going to be a new interface, it's going to offer more accessible means of employing Ajax, the newer interface capabilities, perhaps Adobe's Flex capabilities as well on that platform. But I think there's a lot still to be decided. They've sort of laid it out as, okay, here's a foundation platform, and we'll build as we go along according to what the customer demand is.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I've never been accused of being too bright, and I have a little bit of trouble wrapping my mind around the Web Center suite process.
Right.
Could you sort of give me a fictional example of how someone might use something like this to both interact with the Fusion applications and interact with coworkers?
Okay, a fictional example. Let's see. Well, I want to say the other thing. The other thing that it will do ultimately, though, I think that Oracle, for tactical reasons, has to keep a distinct product line around portals that eventually it replaces the notion of a portal. And maybe that's because the portal notion, the implementation, has been kind of short-sighted in terms of, well, that's just a web, it's a simple web interface. Well, in the future, what you could envision is an employee logging on to their Oracle applications through Web Center, that ends up being the interface, they're able to get personalized information based on their interests or based on what the company wants them to know. And it could be derived from Oracle business applications. You could get a graphic in a corner, and you could have a workspace that is alerting you of key performance indicators and corrective actions you may need to take. At the same time, the way you might take those corrective actions is to contact someone else within the company and perform some kind of, whether it's collaboration, you can see someone else is online through presence awareness. You click on their name, and you have your conversation right there in the same context of the information that you're looking at. And it could be groups of people at the same time. So, if I thought about the concept of, a lot of these concepts get just sort of repackaged. And Web Center is, you know, it's meant to acknowledge, you know, this is a new kind of portal, and you know, it's not as limited as our old kind of portal and as anybody else's old kind of portal. We want to think not just about delivering information to people so that they can make their business decisions, but also to help them execute on those business decisions by, you know, whether it's clicking a button and performing an automated process in that context, or whether it's contacting someone else to get some additional information, whether the information is internal or external. So you're also seeing the concept of composite applications, where I can combine information from various sources into one interface so that I can make a better decision based on maybe some information that comes from my CRM system, some information that comes from an external source like a Factiva or something like that that's publicly available on the web that might have some impact on what I'm doing, or a news source or something like that. So it's an attempt to bring all these things together in a more cohesive way. And it's also an attempt to, you know, the burden in traditional portals has been on IT to be able to produce a personalized experience for everybody in the enterprise. Well, that doesn't tend to scale very well. No. If you can produce a basic framework upon which people can sort of interact and operate for themselves and pull information to themselves when they need it, it could be more scalable. That's the notion.
So it's almost like someone would log on to their whatever application through Web Center and sort of get a MyFusion page.
Yeah, that's very much what it might end up looking like. And, you know, and that concept is, it's not a new concept from a portal perspective. I think that, you know, when Yahoo demonstrated that capability on the public web a long time ago, it did open up people's eyes to, you know, what are the possibilities in the enterprise for this. Plumtree was an early innovator in the portal approach to this. But now there are newer interface capabilities that Oracle is kind of pushing into this space. There's also just the kind of urgent, the practical need for them to be able to unify the experience across the multiple applications that they've acquired. Even if the back ends of JD Edwards and Oracle Business Applications and PeopleSoft aren't unified or integrated, at least we can get a screen level integration, and that may turn out to be extremely valuable, actually, as they transition the products on the back end over the course of time.
You know, when I think about a portal, I think about a website where sort of suppliers and buyers come together or something like that. Is that an outdated definition?
No, you know, we get, I get about, and I cover content management portals, collaboration tools and technologies, and search, navigation, search, and retrieval. And all of those are actually kind of consolidating into one area. But we get dozens of calls where it says portal on the inquiry, and then I get called into the inquiry, or I have to qualify the inquiry about, okay, what are you actually trying to do? And a lot of our customers are, you know, when they think about portal, or they think about a term like collaboration, for instance, I mean, there are collaboration tools and technologies, and we could talk our ears off about, you know, real-time collaboration or wikis and blogs as being mechanisms for those things. But ultimately, what they're talking about is business-to-business collaboration. They need to be able to operate and interoperate with their business partners better. And that has a certain weight to it that's much heavier than your typical sort of general purpose productivity types of applications, because those are hard to measure. There's always soft return on those types of things. But if I can better interoperate with my business partners and take advantage of partnerships in quick ways, I can introduce products, employ sort of innovation from outside my enterprise and things like that, then I can really affect the bottom line of my business better. So I want to say that it's not an outdated notion of portals. It's just there's a distinction between what a portal framework is, which is the technology that would support any type of portal, whether it's business to consumer or business to employee, business to partner or supplier. The capabilities under those frameworks tend to be expanding now because of those more sophisticated requirements when I'm looking at a specific audience. So I get the kind of calls that are about the portal framework and the capabilities that should be expected to serve any type of portal. And let's say most companies want to have one portal framework for their entire company. That's a reasonable thing to ask for, but not always an easy thing to accomplish, because all of your strategic vendors are offering their versions of a portal, and they're not necessarily very cooperative when it comes to working with each other.
So last time we talked, did you say something to the effect that Oracle is adding that interaction layer on top of a portal?
Yeah, really, it really is. I think, I want to say that I think that companies can feel reasonably safe. Now this transition is happening. Do I want to leap onto Web Center right now, or do I kind of stick to, if I have a portal initiative underway, and I've invested a lot in that portal initiative, is that going to, are the strategies at some point going to merge? And I think that's the case, that eventually, I can still sort of stick to my portal project, and eventually that will translate into Web Center. Now, Oracle may differ with Oracle representatives may differ with me on that, just because they're trying to sell the notion of Web Center right now. Web Center will ultimately do more, but I don't think you're handicapping yourself seriously to start with a portal framework, because you're essentially building those reusable elements that could be surfaced up in Web Center when that becomes more real and more feasible for customers.
And just in your travels, how would you say the demand is for something like this right now? Speaking of that,
it's very high. I describe the spaces that I cover. And
we're talking for the Web 2.0.
Right, and Web 2.0.
For the Web Center type stuff.
Well, enough. I think there are various demands that haven't been met by traditional enterprise application systems. Like I mentioned before, one of the real motivators here is to improve and increase adoption of existing systems. CRM is one of those applications that has been largely unsuccessful just because of failure of end-user adoption. It hasn't been made accessible to end-users. And so it's a real focus for customers to be able to make it. I want to say that it's not just about usability. It's about sort of meeting the worker in the environment where they're already working, versus, well, I've got to log into this obscure system and navigate through it to input information, and I'm not actually getting anything back out of it again. If I'm a sales rep, all I'm doing is shoving stuff in there. What they have to do is make it a more appealing and accessible and rewarding experience somehow too. So when a part of the effect of Web 2.0, and one of those characteristics is that there's a kind of intrinsic reward, is that when the same experience when I'm going to seek information is the experience when I'm contributing information. So there's a give and take sort of characteristic to it too, and that's what a mechanism like a Web Center may be able to offer to customers who implement it well.
Great. Last question for you, Jim. We talked a little bit about how SAP uses some of these capabilities for their customers, and now we talked about Oracle's Web Center suite. Who has a head start here? Who do you think is better positioned to take advantage of this sort of thing?
I think that in a way, because of investments that Oracle is very savvy, as you know, on infrastructure. The advantage they may actually have is if I were look, both of them have applications, business applications, and infrastructure. Though, SAP is more known for those kind of solidified business processes. They're more known for the application part of this. There's not a lot of confidence in SAP's infrastructure per se. And at the same time, Oracle's emphasis has been on, database and building out from there. So you have a database, you have an application server, you have portal. They've had a lot of experience in portal. Now, they haven't necessarily locked their customers into using the Oracle portal as much as SAP has, actually. But SAP's appeal has been more to companies that want to extend the traditional SAP business processes and the sources of information derived from SAP, whereas Oracle is managing more of the information from a database perspective. They're also extending into content management now and search, and I think they have a more viable position in search. So I think that when I look at that aspect of things, I think that Oracle, of the two, probably has the advantage. Now, Microsoft may have the advantage over everybody here, because if I think about those kind of obscure topics that I mentioned before, collaboration, most companies associate collaboration with Microsoft as their strategic provider. And even, you know, Microsoft is making huge inroads right now into the content management and sort of collaborative document management capability with SharePoint. So they, to me, are the most sort of imposing factor for the companies that we serve right now. And, yeah, they're starting to introduce wikis and blogs using SharePoint as the sort of delivery mechanism there, too.
So that's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, IBM is interesting, too. So I mean, it's not as if IBM hasn't concentrated on this space for a long time. As a matter of fact, they have a very strong position in terms of corporate portals. If we're looking at a top-down portal, IBM has the biggest market share. They also have some good assets that they get from Lotus. They have they have 130,000 or so enterprise-sized clients out there still using Notes and Domino, and with some view toward more collaboration. They've also introduced a product that's specifically focusing on social networking. They call it Connections. And that includes an expertise identification application, blogging capabilities, unified communications and collaboration, and all kinds of fun stuff. They're actually the ones that, you know, when I look at Web Center, it packages up both it's the portal, it's the new interfaces for their business applications, it's wikis and blogs, and it's a whole bunch of things at once. Now, IBM's approach has been to sort of narrow it down to social networking. They start with what was an internally developed application geared toward expertise location. That's one of the generic terms for it. Their branding of it internally has been their Blue Pages, which is it's a resource management application, really. It starts with a corporate directory. These are the people in our organization. These are the people that know about these things. Now I can search among the people for the expertise I need. And then they start to extend it out there from there with blogging capabilities, with abilities to publish documents, and with social tagging they're getting into, like what Delicious does on the public web. So it's pretty interesting development. And they've got the package. They haven't necessarily sold it outside of themselves yet, but they've been a good example.
Jim, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure.
And folks out there, if you would like to keep an eye on Oracle in the world of Web 2.0, then I'd recommend coming to the searchoracle.com news page at www.searchoracle.com/news. This is Mark Brunelli, searchoracle.com news editor, signing off.